Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Like rock star.
I know.
I am sorry for that. It is Wednesday. It is May 21st. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good moist morning to you, Tim Richards.
It is soggy.
It is soggy out
day.
There.
More rain today. Of course, and I saw the alert last night, of course, because the worst time to travel is always for the EMCs. It's always a nice 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. Yeah. This is always when the weather hits and we're heading to work early in the morning. People wake up. Oh, did it rain last night? And we're all traveling through it. All the EMCs.
Yes. And in the winter as well. It's
exactly.
Always like, oh, well, there's going to be a snowstorm just for your commute. Mm-hmm. And then once you get to work, it'll be fine.
I feel
it'll
like that
fine.
Always, always 100%. Happens. It happened again today. It's raining outside. Thunderstorms this afternoon. Temperatures continue to stay in the low to mid 60s. Hopefully the rest of your Tuesday was a good one. Coming up, I'm not sure if it's happened before. If so, it may have been maybe one time, maybe twice on the show. I can't off the top of my head think if this has ever happened. I'm gonna take a big breath for this one. It could be back to back to back to back. Losses during a round of Trump Tui.
How many times are you going to say that like
deal.
That today? Yeah, I have had not a strong showing in Trump Tui the past few days.
A lot of t-shirts.
A lot of fabric t-shirts. Going out.
A lot of twinsies walking out of there.
That's right.
Oh, running to each other. Oh, you did too? Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Let's do it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
It's weird. It keeps going. We don't have a winner yet. One new guest per day.
But you are whittling down the possibilities one by one and have this entire year. We appreciate that. It's a great game. What a way to wake up or drive around or your commute or get calls of driving from Elyria to Medina. And this is the way that they bond with the Jen and Tim Show. Star 102, good morning.
Morning, how you doing, Tim?
I'm mid. Can't believe Norm died.
Oh.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, no. I understand he was 76, but those of us of a certain age that watched Cheers, I mean, he was the guy.
Yeah, I know he was 76, but I feel like 76 is the new, 66, and that feels young still.
But we would love your guess for dead guy in an envelope. It's not Norm because he just died.
Oh.
Right. I'm going to go with Jim Donovan.
No, it's not Jim Donovan.
And local guests. We appreciate that, though. We continue tomorrow morning on Star 102. So I don't know if I mentioned it. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. But in an hour and 14 minutes, it could be back to back.
You did.
To back to back. Can somebody, hold on. I need help with this. In the next.
No, you don't.
In the next hour. Hold on. Let me see. Okay, so. I have a favor. I don't ask for favors often, but sometime in the next hour and 14 minutes, if you have the free Audacy app, or you can download it, it costs you nothing. AUDACY. You type that into your app store. You follow Star 102 Cleveland. I know you're busy. I know you're tired. I know it's 6:22 in the morning. It's a bad time to ask. If you have the app or if you could download that app, click the microphone button and give me a back to back,
just
to back, to back. I need four of them. And then I'm going to air that from now until 7:35.
You don't have to say it in such a slow motion.
You say it however
also,
you want.
Also, I met some girls yesterday at the Cleveland Clinic office in North Olmsted who listened to the show. They love the show. And thank you guys. Do you know what they brought up to me? Back to back. They think it's great that you say it. I was like, oh my God, I can't stand that. They're like,
ruined.
He is so funny.
I have so many DMs, and it's usually in the sports arena that even when they see, if let's say it's, or I think it might have been even St. Ignatius when something and it was back back-to-back championship. Say it was lacrosse, or I don't remember what the sport was. And they said, you've ruined it. I can't even read the headline without your mouth moving.
Yeah, because it should just be back-to-back, back-to-back-to-back. Like, it should just be like that. But right. You extend it so lengthily and make it sound so, I don't know, you just make it worse.
If you can do that, I'm refreshing the voice messages. I know I'm asking a lot. I know it's early, but if I get one, I'm going to start playing.
It is, and it is easy through the Odyssey.
It's easy to listen. It's easy to follow. It's easy to click that microphone button.
So certain streets in Northeast Ohio are about to go dark and get slick from an oily residue. I know, right? I forget this every year, and then this story pops up every year, and I remember the oily residue, and I want to vomit. It's 53 degrees in Gates Mills, today's Star Village. Whoa. You said it's a village, right? These are the three things you need to know this morning. The Greater Cleveland Partnership has backed the Browns' plans for a dome stadium in Brook Park. This is the region's leading chamber of commerce now backing the plan. Ohio native and Browns Hall of Famer Charles Woodson has joined the Browns ownership group as a limited partner. He's now the first minority partner for the Cleveland Browns. Certain streets in Northeast Ohio about to go dark as the swarms of mayflies are emerging from Lake Erie. Streets in select communities like Port Clinton, it's not their sound. Marblehead in Erie Township will have their lights turned off temporarily for a few weeks. The mayflies typically begin to emerge in late June, have a lifespan of 24 to 72 hours after they die. This is the part. After they die, their carcasses produce an oily residue, which can make the roads slick, especially during the rain. I am so grossed out.
Back to 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 back. Back to 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 back.
Thanks, Tim.
Could be back to back to back to back losses during a round of Trump 2 at Star 102 Cleveland.
That many?
Yeah.
Jen.
Has she lost four times in a row? Can you remember?
Not that I remember.
I also don't remember that happening ever. Three times, very rarely.
For sure, if she hits five, that's never.
Has never happened. Four, maybe.
Maybe.
You think in the history of the, I don't know, decade we've played the game, maybe that's happened.
But not
maybe
often.
Maybe I think it's a four bagger. What's it called? Ostrich? So I think it's an ostrich of losses.
It's not an ostrich of losses.
We're already in a turkey of losses.
No.
So.
That's not a turkey.
Okay. But so that's an hour away. But now it's time for Stevie on the socials.
So a few months ago during Stevie on the socials, we talked about how people were going on social media complaining about getting male shoppers for their grocery delivery. Like
oh,
Instacart.
Yes.
Well, we have more stories going viral on this topic again. Nothing's changed, it seems.
Oh, boy.
Are you looking at me?
These ones just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Like, they're so bad.
Jen looked right at me.
No,
I would do my due diligence.
Of course you would.
If not, I would just grab anything to try to be right. That's what's happening. All right.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So we've talked before about how people don't love when they get a male Instacart shopper because they seem to miss things more frequently, it seems.
Wow.
Or they don't pay as much attention.
Wow.
That's what social media says, and they have the videos to prove it. So there was a screenshot of messages between a personal shopper, Brian, and the woman who ordered the groceries. He sent a picture of the red meat section and said, unfortunately, lemon isn't in stock. Would you like something else? And the options were different types of, you know, like chuck roast and such, which is where you would not find a lemon.
I was going to say, he said lemon and then showed meat?
Yes. So
okay.
She replied and said, refund, please, unless you were able to find a lemon. And he responded with, lemon, as in talking about the fruit. So she said, yes. And then you notice on the app, it's a newer feature. It kind of labels where you might find it in the store. And in the store, it had like the meat section. Like that's where you would find it. So she says, I saw it on my end. It says fruit. On your end, it says meat. So I'm just clarifying that I'm just looking for a singular lemon. Sorry about that. So he says, oh, sorry, I get meat. Ha ha, it's okay. How many lemons do you want? And do you want the yellow ones or the green ones? And posted a picture of lemons and limes.
This is not good for us.
So that didn't help.
Well, most people don't know the green ones aren't ripe. So you go with the yellow. A lot of people don't know that.
Stop.
She was
Those
nice.
Are the
she not... was nice about it. She said, I just want one in the yellow, please.
The yellow version.
The yellow version of the lemon.
So does this happen often? That's what I'm wondering. Does this happen often? Because I don't use that feature very often.
It's flooded with these, and they're just so funny. Like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe people just don't care that much. Like, that's probably what it is. They just, I don't know. But this one, there was another one that came across my feed right after it.
Like, let's get to that that one next. Because
it might be worse.
Yeah, I think this one might be worse. So let's get to that. Think about the green lemons, how they might taste. And then we'll get to the next one. I mean, we're trying. Continuing with Stevie on the socials on Star 102. I can't wait to hear this.
We're talking about Instacart shoppers and some of the stories that go with buying on Instacart. This was with a personal shopper, Carlos, and the woman who ordered the items. And he sent, unfortunately, I couldn't find the 100% passion fruit juice. Is there a replacement in this photo you would like? So he sends in the photo, and she replies saying, it's in the photo. The juice is right there. It sends it back. With it circled, but he had already refunded it. But it's like the main thing in this picture.
You're idiots.
So dumb.
If anybody has a story to add, I would love to hear that. Why is it always guys? Why is it always us?
I don't know.
And I just try to think, is it a, like, how old is the guy? Is it like a teenager that just doesn't know, that has never gone shopping with their parents or something? I'm just trying to do a different
angle.
That's
what,
because yellow lemons, yes, and thinking that it's a green lemon, I mean.
The first one you told, that was my instant thought. I was like, oh, I wonder if this is like an 18-year-old or something who's like new to grocery shopping or this stuff and like trying, and they just didn't know.
You know, there's certain jobs that are good for people, and there's jobs that are bad for people. And I feel like if you've never stepped foot in a grocery store, maybe, like, do DoorDash instead of Instacart.
Yes.
Like, you got to know your way around, and you got to know, you've had to at least, like, I used to go to the grocery store with my mom as a kid every single time. So when I'm in the grocery store, I know exactly where everything would be.
Right.
And also, when you're Instacarting, you can scan the item, and it'll tell you if it's right or not. So, like, he could have just scanned it.
And figured it out
if it was right or not, and then messaged. But it was just kind of, I think they're just trying to be quick, because you get timed.
Oh, you get time.
Oh, I kind of want to do this now.
I didn't know that.
The three of us should do this.
Ooh, like a supermarket sweep.
Absolutely.
You don't have to hit it in the exact time frame, but it helps your score.
Interesting.
Like, it'll tell you, like, the shopper, like, hey, you got an Instacart shopper who has this score and usually shops in an hour.
What's something?
Let's have a shop off.
Love that.
That would be so
there
fun.
There are so, what is something tough to find that's legitimately tough to find in the store?
Oh, I know.
Because there are some legitimately tough things that you think should be in a certain aisle and they cannot be found.
Yes.
And it's so bizarre to try to find something. And I want to get to what you have next. And once again, not defending. If I ask for a lemon, I think you should know what the lemon is and don't think that they're lemons. Do you want a yellow lemon?
Colors, yeah.
Or a green lemon? We know that's a lime. But there are instances where they're just misplaced in the store, according to me,
yes,
where they should be. All right. That's next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. What's misplaced in the store or something tough to find in a grocery store?
It's breadcrumbs. And what's so funny is I remember trying to find the breadcrumbs, and now even saying it out loud, I can't remember where I found them. I either thought they were with the bread and they weren't. Like, they're not with bread.
They're like, I think that they're usually on a top shelf, which throws you off anyways.
They're on a top shelf.
So, and it's so funny because as we were going into that song, I had mentioned, I was like, you know, I almost mentioned breadcrumbs on the air. Then you mentioned breadcrumbs off the air. And then you mentioned, and then we got DMs about breadcrumbs on the air because it's not, I feel like it might
not
be with bread. Like, maybe bread's across the aisle or it's in a different aisle and breadcrumbs are on top. And then there's 30 different kinds of breadcrumbs. I don't know. It's a thing. Stevie, where are they at? You know where they're at.
They're in the baking section.
Why are breadcrumbs in the baking section?
Because you use them to bake stuff.
Yeah, but like the baking section is like sweet baking, I feel like. And breadcrumbs are like chicken baking.
Well, it's right next to the chocolate chips.
Yeah, but it's like right there.
It's a long aisle.
It's a weird place for breadcrumbs. See, and I feel like you're saying this confidently, like it makes sense to you. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does, because that's just where they've always been.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I don't like that.
And if you want the specific panko brand, you would go, like, in the Asian section where they would have.
Oh, yeah,
like,
with the panko brand. And they're not with all. Why wouldn't it just all the breadcrumbs be together? Like, in the breadcrumb section and then maybe another variety over
because
in
then
the,
you would have the panko and then you wouldn't have it with, like, the Italian seasoned ones. Two different vibes.
I know. Well, then, why aren't the Italian seasoned ones in the Italian section?
They probably throw some in there, too.
Do you think so?
Yeah, maybe.
That's a good call, those breadcrumbs. And you don't use them usually all the time, so it's not like you remember where
correct
where it's at. The other things that you grab all the time for the kids or for yourself, you know exactly where it's at.
They're in the wrong place.
That's a great call.
Now, we're talking about food, and we're fresh off a Tasty Tuesday. Mm. We got another item to try. I'm curious if Stevie will want to try this one. It's a new version of Sprite. Sprite. I see you laughing over there. Sprite has a new limited edition flavor. Sprite plus tea. Now, see, the thing is, Sprite is really good.
Sprite is good.
I love iced tea.
Like, iced tea is horrendous.
Iced tea is my beverage of choice. I always, always drink an iced tea. I love it. Like a fresh brewed, unsweetened iced tea.
So gross.
The best to me.
It's,
And I didn't know this was a viral trend. And we'll have to ask Stevie because she's, you know, she knows about all the online trends. There was a viral trend where people were steeping tea bags in cold Sprite for a few minutes before drinking it. I've never done that. So they say it's the crisp lemon lime refreshment of Sprite with the classically refreshing taste and flavor of tea. So it's available now through October. This is definitely going to be a Tasty Tuesday.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sales manager Vince, he and his family saw something at a grocery store, and they thought to themselves, you know, this would be a great Tasty Tuesday. I love that. I appreciate that. We get our best Tasty Tuesday ideas from listeners, from people outside of the Jen and Tim show.
And from the hallway, apparently. Yeah, we tried beer brat Pringles and beer can chicken Pringles.
So what did we think? What were the concerns? There were some messages about some things we were doing wrong. I ate it wrong,
I guess.
Apparently you ate it wrong. There's a lot
I didn't know
to get to. I might have had a couple on the way home, like you called me out yesterday, too, by the way.
No, you did not.
I don't know why. I don't know
why. Why did you do that?
So, I don't know. I guess I'll explain that. Beer can chicken and grilled beer brat Pringles. That's what we tried yesterday on a Tasty Tuesday.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I thought the beer can chicken Pringles were going to be good. I thought they would be better than they were. The smell, as you can see in the video, and you were a great sport about it because I opened the can and it just exploded into your nostrils. The smell was not great, but oddly they tasted better than they smelled, but really kind of bland and not good. But based on you saying you ate more of them on your ride home, I'm wondering if you changed your mind.
No, they weren't great. I was just hungry. And the chicken were the best of the two options. I didn't really think there was much flavor in the chicken ones.
No,
I was handing those out in the Odyssey on this side of the Halley building to everybody on the sales side and the programming side to anybody that would try them. And surprisingly, there was nobody that thought that they were gross at all. There were people that liked them a lot. There were quite a few people that really did like the brat ones, that they would buy them themselves. I would not.
I would not buy the brat ones. I don't even think I'd buy the chicken ones. If I had to pick, I'd do the chicken ones, but they were just okay.
So what did Jen do wrong in the video? Ugh. You were called out for one thing. I did not notice this, and you were standing right next to me, but you were called out, by top fan Hannah doing something very incorrect, and that would be next. Top fan Hannah on Facebook at Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
She pointed out something I didn't even notice.
Jen eats her Pringles upside down. I need the flavor part down.
See, now, did I miss out on the flavor? Did you eat it the correct way?
She didn't call me out, so I feel like I also eat the flavor down, but I don't know. I just went in and just destroyed the Pringles.
I can't remember in which direction.
She's the only one that called you out. We have 4,000 views. She's the only one that called you out, so I don't know if that's a thing or not or what, but I think I do flavor side down, right? Is that what you should do?
I feel like I eat it so that your tongue actually goes into the curved part. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like the curve is like in the same, like your tongue fits in there, not upside. I feel like if you do the flavor side down, it's the other way, and it's like an odd shape. Yeah.
Eat them how you want.
But I mean, if you want the flavor, maybe you get more flavor if you do it facing down. I love that Patty says, did you wipe the chips off your sweater, Jen? Patty, no, I didn't because I didn't realize I had them there. And then he is a very loud chewer.
This is the fun part about doing the videos. And I think about this all the time. We just do little videos here and there. I didn't shave. I'm throwing on my Star 102 hat that my daughter designed that I loved, that she gave me and was so proud to design. And, you know, I'm wearing this. And then I think to myself, you know, we'll get, and usually it's me, we'll get ripped on these videos or I'm doing this wrong or I look like this or blah, blah, blah. Or what's, why am I doing this? And I think to myself, I don't know how people on TV do it. They're on all the time. Can you imagine?
They get so much feedback.
The emails and the this and the DMs and the blah, blah, blah. And they're beautiful and they're perfect and they're doing a great job. They're doing what they can do and they look great. And they're probably getting these, I mean, to the nth degree.
By the way, Laura said she loved the Pringles duck lips. And if you made it through the whole video, you would see those at the end. You would see those at the end. And you were kind of laughing that I did it, but then you joined in.
So this is just an example of what's next.
Back to back.
Oh. I love that.
I mean, even relatively singing.
She made it a song. I like hers.
Be an historic day. More of that. That is next. It could be an historic day on the Jen and Tim show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I'm not sure if it's happened before. If it has, it's been once, maybe twice max. Could be four losses in a row by you during rounds of Trump 2 weeks.
Yeah, I have not had a strong showing the past few days. We've had a couple tiebreakers. I just haven't done very well at the game.
On the flip side of that, there have been weeks and or a month that you haven't lost. I mean, that's just the way the game goes. We all know that. That's the way the questions hit. That's the way the questions land. There are people that call up all the time. I just won yesterday and got all five right in my car. I answered all five correctly. And then I played on the air today and I got two.
We
hear that all the time. I get it. When Jen's off, I play the game. I either stink, I do well. Like, we all understand it. So then I asked earlier this morning to, you know, give me the back to back to back to back so I don't have to keep saying it so I can play this. So we have, some of them are tough. They were tough to hear, so I couldn't play them all. I showed you them. How many
voice messages from the Odyssey app. And thank you for doing that. It's so awesome.
So I just want to play a couple of these because, once again, you're kind enough to download the free Odyssey app. Once again, you spell it A-U-D-A-C-Y. You follow Star 102. There's a little microphone button. That's how you can interact with the show. That's how you interact with Star 102. One of the ways. It's easy to do. For example.
Back to back.
See, I like her. She sings it. That's way better than the slow-paced, weird thing you do.
Back to back to back to back to back to back losses.
See, good energy, passion in her voice. All right, another one.
Back to back to back to back.
Oh, I love these so much.
That is similar to yours, that
this
one.
This phrasing would be in the Jen and Tim Show store. There'd
yes,
be a shirt.
Yes, it would, a shirt. That says back to back to back.
How about this?
Is there another
back,
one?
To back, to back, to back.
All right. just one more. I'm
okay.
Keep it.
Okay.
I just got one more.
Okay. All right.
Back to back to back to back losses.
Oh, that's kind of like rubbing it in my
losses!
Face. Why do I like all of those so much more? That was so great. Thank you. The Jen and Tim Show listeners are the best.
Good morning to you.
Morning. How you doing, Tim?
Mid. Can't believe Norm died.
Oh.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, I understand he was 76, but those of us of a certain age that watched Cheers, I mean, he was the guy.
Yeah, I know he was 76, but I feel like 76 is the new, you know, 66, and that feels young still.
I thought Norm would have been 86 at least.
Yeah.
I mean, Cheers wasn't recent. Yeah. I think it was off the air in like 93 or something like that. So that certainly wasn't recent. I saw the 10 most iconic TV characters in the last 20 years. We'll have to get to that too. Actually, let's get to that next. And what's missing on the list, we'll get to that on Star 102. Who are the most iconic TV characters in the last, we'll say, 20 years at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites?
We had asked you on social media, and we're getting a lot of the same answer. I don't know if you noticed, Walter White is on there a ton. People are loving that as an answer.
You could not push through that show.
I couldn't. I really couldn't.
Breaking Bad,
I feel like everybody that watches Breaking Bad loves Breaking Bad. And I don't know if I'll revisit it someday. I made it through. Did I make it through all of season one?
I don't remember. I know you started it, and it was definitely more than the first episode. You did make it several episodes. I don't know if it was all the way through one. You did give it an attempt.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just could not get into that show. But everybody is saying Walter White is just one of the top characters, most iconic of all time. Of course, we're talking about this as George Wendt passed away from Norm from Cheers.
Yeah, and if you watched it, you know. I mean, there were a bajillion shares and likes and comments, and all. It didn't matter which social media platform we were looking at. We'd love for you to add to this.
I have my list of the most iconic characters. Okay, Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy. How she's not on every single list. I mean, iconic. Olivia Benson, Law and Order, SVU. She's, I mean, and by the way, these two characters, Taylor Swift named her cats after them. That's how iconic
Madison
they are.
Madison Britton, she commented Olivia Benson. She, I mean, both of them, unbelievable, should be on every list.
And then two others that I haven't seen anyone else mention.
Ooh, let's get to that next. And also, once again, we'll get to more of your comments and shoot us a DM. You wanted to add a couple more to the list. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, most iconic TV characters, let's just say, of the last 20 years.
I would add Annalise Keating, which was How to Get Away with Murder, played by Viola Davis, who is just amazing. She's amazing in everything she does.
She really is.
But she was so awesome in that show. And then Olivia Pope from Scandal. I mean, how great
how
was Kerry Washington on the show Scandal?
Another person great in everything.
Kerry Washington. Great and everything. I mean, and we're like I had mentioned before, we're getting a lot of great recommendations, you know, on Jen and Tim Show's social media pages. Are you agreeing with Walter White, by the way, as one of the most iconic?
Yes. Now I am blown away. Did you just see Nancy Ryan's comment?
No.
I do not know if this is true. I believe her because she's a Jen and Tim Show listener, and we have the smartest listeners. George Wendt. This is obviously what got us started, who played... Go ahead and read it.
George Wendt's sister, Catherine, is the mother of Jason Sudeikis. Really?
Is that well known? Is that I have no idea.
I also had no idea. No way.
That's going to be a Google search.
Aww.
Nancy, how do you know that, Nancy? That is great. Or maybe that's known and I had no idea.
I don't. A quick Google says she was born Wendt. Yeah.
Look
Catherine
at
Sudeikis.
That.
Aww.
I wish I had a prize for Nancy on that one.
No, that what a great takeaway piece of information.
We appreciate it.
Nancy,
yeah. Thank you so much for the calls and DMs. We appreciate that. Great job, Nancy. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Talk about iconic TV characters the last 20 years.
My husband just texted me. Nate says, I can't believe in the history of television this is your list. It's awful. At least we're honest with each other. Listen, just because I added my own characters, and then I wrote back to him, well, you know, like Jerry Seinfeld should probably be on there. I know he's like a Seinfeld fan. Jerry Seinfeld should be on there. He agreed with that. And then my husband, who says our list is terrible, says that Luke Perry and Jason Priestley should be on there from Beverly Hills 90210.
Add them on there.
I responded, his top character is probably Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell.
Did he watch Game of Thrones or no? Did Nate work?
He did. He
Daenerys loves. Targaryen. There you go. How about that?
Yeah, I bet he likes that one.
In. Don Draper, Mad Men. Rick Grimes, The Walking Dead. Michael Scott, The Office. There's just a few. All I have to do is a quick Google search. They're all, there's a bajillion different lists. So, I want him to add more. Too bad it's a delay.
Seriously.
Carrie Bradshaw. You didn't mention Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh, yeah. Carrie Bradshaw, Sex and the City. That is a huge one. That is one. And you know who else I saw mentioned on like one of those lists? 11 from Stranger Things. I thought that was an interesting choice.
Which means you hate it. Why do you hate it?
No, I don't. I mean, I like 11. I like that, you know, I hope it all works out for her.
They are going to be 40 by the time this thing drops.
Seriously.
I'm excited for it. It's so long. They still don't have a date. They say 2025.
It's going to be so good.
I know. And they're going to be probably like each going to be a movie. It's going to be an entire thing. All right. One more. You want to add one to the list?
Michael C. Hall for Dexter.
Oh, that's a good call. That was a great series. And they've got a new series coming in.
Yeah, that's coming back. They're doing a revival of that one.
They've got a couple of spinoffs already. It's amazing. It's a great show and an amazing character.
Have you watched the spinoffs? I watched Dexter, but I haven't checked out the spinoffs yet.
Oh, yeah, the spinoff with his son and everything.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. You should definitely check it out.
I got to check that out. That's a great
And I believe
call.
They're coming out with another spinoff, too. I think I saw something recently.
I just like him as an actor. He was in a Harlan Coben, one of those Netflix.
Oh, yeah, and he was in, what was that one where he played like a funeral home director.
Yeah, 6 Feet
that
Under.
That was a good one, too.
That was like one of his first roles, I feel like. It was so good.
He's been so good for
really
so long.
Was.
What a great
it was
point.
Amazing. He's an amazing character that I think is not really, out there.
Yeah.
Like,
what a great call.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.